Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Hey, did you know that one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, to honor that flag, Pure Talk is supporting America's Warrior Partnership. Now, they have a mission to prevent veteran suicide. Now, you can help this great cause simply by making the switch to Pure Talk before Flag Day. Get America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean for superior cell phone service, and you get to help a vet in need. Hey, if you thought about upgrading your backyard, you should consider a Michael Phelps Swim Spa by Master Spas, combining the benefits of a hot tub and a pool. Now, your kids are going to have fun all year long with a spacious swimming area on one end, hydrotherapy massage jets on the other. It's proudly made in America with installation in under a day. Just use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. When you go to masterspas.com, you can get up to $1,000 off. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.
All right, hour two this Friday, Sean Hannity Show, toll-free 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern, on the Fox News Channel. Hope you'll set your DVR Monday through Friday. Never, ever, ever miss an episode. You can always catch it on DVR. All right, so here it is. Here's where we are. We have a weaponized Department of Justice at it again, as we've been discussing now for the better part of an hour. And, you know, piling on more charges against Donald Trump. I'm sure that, you know, he's going to get parking tickets, jaywalking, spitting on the sidewalk tickets and arrest probably any day now, any second now. But and then we have this ability at this moment in history to compare and contrast the way that Donald Trump is treated versus the way Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, the Biden family syndicate is treated. And by the same FBI and by the same DOJ. This is the importance of Jim Jordan's Judiciary Committee investigation into whether the Biden's DOJ and FBI are weaponized and politicized. It gets to the heart of all of this. And at this point in time, how far can people go to protect the Bidens and the Biden family and the Biden family syndicate? And at what point, you know, when this judge exposed what happened this week, that they had this deal that they believe they struck with prosecutors, they believe they had this deal. They did not walk into that courtroom expecting that judge to ask those tough questions the way that she did. You know, that the United States agrees not to criminally prosecute Biden outside the terms of this agreement for any federal crimes encompassed by the attached statement of facts. The statement of facts, including details about possible drug crimes, gun crimes, tax crimes related to all these sketchy international business deals in China, Ukraine, Russia, and other countries. They try to pull a fast one. Well, it's not the first time. I mean, we had FBI Director Comey sign 3 of the 4 phony FISA warrants. We all know, based on the dirty Clinton bought and paid dossier that they were warned about in August of 2016, that was political, that they even themselves tried to verify it by offering $1 million to its author, Christopher Steele, in early October, long before they filed for the first FISA warrant application. Didn't matter that he couldn't collect his $1 million. They still used it. We know that it wouldn't have been approved without the dossier, because Andrew McCabe told us so. Without the dirty dossier, they would not have been a FISA application granted. Anyway, Greg Jarrett is with us as we go through this insane legal week that we've all experienced. Fox News analyst, author of the bestseller Trial of the Century, Paul Morrow, is with us, retired NYPD Inspector General and founder of OpsDesk.org. Thank you both for being with us this Friday.
Good to be here.
You know, Greg, this is something you and I have talked extensively about, repeatedly about, but it's never been more obvious or transparent to everybody just how bad this has gotten. And that is the weaponization of justice and how even the FBI has been politicized, at least in the top ranks. I'm not talking about rank and file.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%. And, you know, for this week's events in federal court in Delaware, I'm actually very surprised that the judge was so even-tempered, Mary Ellen Noriega.
Oh, she was getting pretty pissed, though, at times, you got to admit.
Yeah, I think so. I've read through the transcript, and you can sort of detect that. But look, I've been in front of federal judges. I've tried cases in federal court. And, you know, these are lifetime appointees, and they're imperious.
So you've been yelled at in court. Is that what you're admitting?
Yes, I certainly have. Told more than once to, you better bring your toothbrush.
Ouch. Ouch.
Well, I always tended to push the line a little bit and step over it now and again. But look, the point is that I think many other federal judges would have read the prosecutors the Riot Act. I mean, they were trying to hide this blanket immunity that they were gifting to Hunter Biden by not placing it in the agreement, but burying it deep in the gun diversionary document where it doesn't belong. And then they, you know, in a clever sleight of hand, they slide it over to the judge in court without prior notice, and they try to get Judge Noriega to simply sign it, hoping she wouldn't bother to examine it. And fortunately, the judge is smart. She wasn't fooled. She asked 20.
But she had not seen the document until the morning of this here. And it even had, you know, it only left open the possibility of prosecution for any future conduct. So she, and then this was
breaking news on 710 WOR.
This is Jeff McKinney in from the WR newsroom, and I'm here because we have what appears to be a riot of some proportion going on now in Union Square in Lower Manhattan. It has to do apparently with the giveaway of something I don't understand. It is called Twitch. I am no longer 25 years old, but Natalie Migliori from the newsroom is 25 years old, which means she understands something about Twitch and this giveaway that has caused what is a riot. I mean, there are thousands of people in Union Square. They're climbing all over cars, and the police are in for some rough treatment, apparently.
Yeah, it's quite a scene to behold over there. It's happening in Union Square. A Twitch streamer, which is essentially a celebrity social media influencer, Kai Cenat. He is known online. People watch him, and he has a lot of fans. So he basically said he was giving away free gaming consoles like PS5s.
Okay, so everybody's showing up for these free gaming consoles, and it's gotten out of hand. There are thousands of people there trying to get these consoles. There are more people than consoles. And
the cops are on the scene trying to get it under control.
And no orderly lines, because it is just a jumble of people climbing on taxi cabs, climbing on police cars. We've seen some video of it. So we have... Thank you, Natalie. We have a riot basically underway because of a Twitch giveaway, whatever that is. You just heard from Natalie explaining it a bit. A Twitch giveaway going on in Union Square Park. So if you're not in the mood for a riot this afternoon, don't go to Union Square in Lower Manhattan. Let's send it back to Sean Hannity.
Understood that there were a lot of other issues being brought up. She got this amicus brief from the House Ways and Means Committee. Then you had the shenanigans they pulled the night before. I mean, there was a lot on the judge's plate here to raise her antenna on this.
Yeah, Sean, I would agree. So, you know, I was watching the docket closely the day before. As an attorney, you know, I have access to it. I'm watching all of this on the federal database. And what I was looking for were the contours of the actual plea agreement, because, quite outrageously, we didn't know that as well going into the hearing. Now, remember, a plea deal is a deal. It's a contract, essentially. And as the people, we're supposed to be getting something out of this, right? So I'm looking to see, okay, where are they going with this plea deal? Not only does that not drop, but then you start to see this drama developing that you're referring to, this apparent attempt, allegedly, to try to hoodwink the court clerk, to pull over 400 pages of evidence that House Ways and Means put onto the file and request for an amicus. And let's take a moment to acknowledge this was well played by the Republicans in Congress, because they put on the record, we've been trying to get this into the record, we've been trying to get Merrick Garland's attention on this, David Weiss's attention on this. We've been rebuffed. So, boom, it goes into the evidence. Now, if you're sitting where the judge is, you have over 400 pages of evidence that go right to the plea agreement. All kinds of allegations that have been developed. And then you have this nonsense where one of Hunter's lawyers appears to have called the court clerk and played some kind of game to try to get it taken down. So what does that do? That puts a lot of scrutiny on this judge and this case. And so the next day, I agree with you, she already smelled a rat. They think that they were going to come in. This is Biden country. Man, Delaware is a small place. This judge is probably well-networked in that area. She really showed courage here because she's now made an enemy of the Biden machine on their home turf. But she called malarkey. She rebuffed it, I think, in a very measured way. I agree with, Greg. I would have expected even more fireworks from a federal judge. But she,
you know, the only danger is, and this is something Greg and Professor Dershowitz and I all discussed last night. I'll get your take, Paul. I think at the end of the deal, they're going to try in the next 30 days to rework this deal and might make it palpable to her. And I don't see any deal that should be done at this time with the full knowledge that of what the IRS whistleblowers are saying, and also the allegations that pressure was brought to bear so the statute of limitations would pass, that the FBI had tipped off the Biden family about investigative interviews that were coming that they weren't supposed to know about, and other details as well, and stopping the IRS from doing their job. That's another issue that has come out, that's come to light this week.
So I agree, and that's why keeping the pressure on is so important, because if this sort of floats away into the ether, which I very much doubt it will, you're right. The easy way out here is for them to reconstruct the deal in a way that is palpable to, unfortunately, both sides, and it sails right through. I don't know that she's in a position to do that. And let's remember how Hunter reacted in court. They were trying to reconstruct this deal on the fly in court because DOJ knew they'd been caught out. They were trying to face.
Hunter's, once they said they were going to take away the possibility of future, that there wouldn't be any future prosecutions, they said, no deal, we're out. They didn't want any part of that deal.
Hunter lit up. Like, let's face it, like the spoiled child that he is, apparently he said an emphatic no. And realistically, what would normally happen, were this anybody else, is, okay, you walked out on a plea deal, we'll see you at trial. And he's already admitted to the gun charge lying on the form. So realistically, under that charge, you'd normally go to jail. This would be a de facto jail sentence in any other circumstance. And that's dangerous, because let's remember something. His daddy has said, I won't pardon him. So now you got a guy out there who knows he's in danger of going to jail, and he knows a lot.
All right, quick break. More legal analysis. Greg Jarrett, Paul Morrow on the other side. Your calls on this Friday coming up if you want to be a part of the program. Also, we're going to play some of the best parts of our interview with Town Hall with RFK Jr.
You know, violent crime is committed in America every 24 seconds. When it hits your doorstep, well, one wrong decision could mean losing your home, your freedom, or even worse. And that's because just owning a gun is not enough anymore. Listen, you need a new way to protect yourself and your family. And what I'm about to tell you has never been shared here until now. Rob Chadwick, I've met him. He's the former head of training for the FBI at Quantico. That guy, yeah. Rob and the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, they have created a free video you need to watch so you can get ready for what is coming in 2024. This video is not for everyone. It has one of America's most important law officers giving tips that very few civilians ever get to hear. And it's available only for you, Sean Hannity listeners, for free for a limited time. Go to the website, defendfamily.com, and watch it for free right now. That's D-E-F-E-N-D, family, one word, defendfamily.com.
All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with SignUp when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today, HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com. High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
You know, violent crime is committed in America every 24 seconds. When it hits your doorstep, well, one wrong decision could mean losing your home, your freedom, or even worse. And that's because just owning a gun is not enough anymore. Listen, you need a new way to protect yourself and your family. And what I'm about to tell you has never been shared here until now. Rob Chadwick, I've met him. He's the former head of training for the FBI at Quantico. That guy, yeah. Rob and the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, they have created a free video you need to watch so you can get ready for what is coming in 2024. This video is not for everyone. It has one of America's most important law officers giving tips that very few civilians ever get to hear, and it's available only for you, Sean Hannity listeners, for free for a limited time. Go to the website, defendfamily.com, and watch it for free right now. That's D-E-F-E-N-D, family, one word, defendfamily.com.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
What do you think the net result of all of this is? Are they going to try to piece together a deal in the next 30 days that this judge would approve of, Greg?
Well, as you and I were talking last night on your program, my concern, and it's a serious, deep concern, is that prosecutors will remove the blanket immunity clause, but they will privately say, we assure you, we are not going to bring any more charges. We're closing the file. Just trust us. This is going to be a secret agreement. Just go in there and agree to the guilty plea on the misdemeanors and the gun diversion. And, you know, we're going to snooker the judge in the public, but the case is over. Now, that's one possibility. The other possibility is that Leo Wise, the lead prosecutor in the case, who negotiated this plea deal, may have actually grown some courage and a conscience. And he may decide, you know what, I'm not going to be a part of this charade anymore. He's entered a not guilty plea. Now we're going to bring the full force and effect of the federal government and put him to trial. I hope that is the result.
Well, we can hope all we want. I just don't know. Now it brings up the next question. And Paul, I'll ask you about this. And I talk about it now all the time. When you compare and contrast the, like, for example, there is a special counsel supposedly investigating the top secret classified documents found in four Joe Biden locations. Of course, none of those locations were ever raided. And we don't hear a peep out of that prosecutor. I believe his name's Robert Hur. I'm not even sure anymore. Maybe he changed his name in the meantime, but he's certainly not on par with what's going on with the prosecutor in the Trump case that is aggressively, you know, convening one grand jury in one jurisdiction after another.
Yeah, I mean, the disparity between the alacrity with which the federal government is going at these cases is completely unmissable. These cases, and, you know, the timing, Sean, is always so curious, right? Every time something happens in Biden land that might actually get some of the mainstream media to pay attention, miraculously, something against Donald Trump drops the next day. And something that, you know, really irks the mainstream media, because I've seen the commentary, is that Judge Noriega is a Donald Trump-appointed judge, despite being a Democrat. So this is something where, once again, if you really peel back the layers, we can thank Donald Trump for this, because he got that judge in there. And from where I sit, Judge Noriega saved what's left of the trust in the criminal justice system in this country. Because if she had gone along with this, it would have been so blatant that you really just got to throw up your hands and just say, you know what, we're now a third world country. And as Greg articulated, that dynamic is still there, depending on what happens going forward. But the Republicans do have a trump card, and that's the Congress. That's why it was so important to hang on to the House. I really feel that Ways and Means dropping that 400-page document really influenced this. And that lever is there still going forward. And they're going to continue to investigate. We got Devin Archer on Monday. So it's going to be harder and harder for DOJ to play the kind of games that you're talking about, the disparity in the aggressiveness as Congress continues to unearth this stuff. Obviously, the nightmare for them is if Donald Trump ever back in power, he's turning all these rocks over.
All right, Paul Morrow, thank you. Greg Jarrett, thank you. 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program?
Hey, you want a fixed income? Well, you deserve an investment that delivers consistent returns without compromising your financial security. And at Phoenix Capital Group, they offer high-yield corporate bonds with returns of 9 to 12% annual interest that pays out monthly. And with 2,000-plus satisfied investors paid on time every time, Phoenix Capital Group is giving investors a new high-yield option, investing in domestic energy assets. You can learn more by downloading the Phoenix Group's free investment packet today. It's at phxonhannity.com. And learn how you can diversify your investments and earn 9 to 12% annual interest. And download the Phoenix Group's free investment packet today. Investments in bonds have a certain amount of risk associated with it, and you should only invest if you can afford to bear the risk of loss. And before making investment decisions, you should carefully consider and review all risks involved. Just visit phxonhannity.com today.
All right, if you've been hiding at work some and you're buried in your work all day and you haven't heard the news, the Hunter Biden plea deal has just totally collapsed today in a Delaware courtroom appearance with a lot of drama from earlier today. And, you know, apparently the judge in this case was very angry that Biden's lawyers wanted her, the judge, to rubber stamp this plea deal. Then we had this odd happening last night where one of the lawyers for Hunter Biden was accused of lying to the court. We're going to get to James Comer in a second. The White House did not have a very good session. Well, it wasn't a great day for Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary. And listen to how she tries to distance the president from his own son by saying he's a private citizen and this is all about him, a personal matter for him. Anyway, listen.
Hunter Biden is a private citizen and this was a personal matter for him. As we have said, the president, the first lady, they love their son and they support him as he continues to rebuild his life. This case was handled independently, as all of you know, by the Justice Department under the leadership of a prosecutor appointed by the former president, President Trump. So for anything further, as you know, and we've been very consistent from here, I'd refer you to the Department of Justice and to Hunter's representatives, who is his legal team, obviously, who can address any of your questions.
All right. Now, I don't blame them for trying to distance themselves, but Anyway, James Comer is with us. He is the head of the House Government Oversight Committee. Congressman, great to have you back, sir. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for having me.
All right, let's first get your reaction to the unfolding events of today. I happen to be really glad that the judge was smart enough to understand that this is running a lot deeper, and in large part because of the investigation in your committee into the Biden family.
Yeah, I agree, Sean, and God bless the judge. She did the right thing. This was definitely the right decision. And it's obvious to everyone except the liberal media and the Democrat leadership that there's a lot of wrongdoing that's been committed by this family. And it's not just about the president's son. The president's son never would have been able to nail down all these foreign nationals wiring millions and millions of dollars to different shell companies that were then laundered to various members of the Biden family were it not for Joe's active participation. So I think everyone in America sees that this stinks to high heaven. Everyone sees that that plea deal was a sweetheart deal, and the Department of Justice and the FBI completely laid down and turned a blind eye to corruption at the highest levels of our government. So hopefully that gives our investigation even more momentum heading into what I call the deposition phase of our work.
Okay, let's lay out the case and what your committee has now discovered, because I think this really gets to the heart of things. You know, we learned from these IRS whistleblowers things that should never happen, that they were prevented from doing their job because higher-ups wouldn't allow them to do their job, and that was, you know, investigate issues. And according to the whistleblowers and what your committee has discovered, is there is a pattern of really serious misconduct. It's involving millions and millions of dollars in foreign cash from a lot of hostile regimes towards the U.S., our number one and number two geopolitical foes. That would be China and Russia. Then you have Romania, then you have Ukraine, then you have Kazakhstan, then you have Mexico and, what, a dozen other countries or so?
Yep. If you count the brother, there's going to be close to a dozen countries. But, you know, the most troubling thing to me from that IRS whistleblower investigation, Sean, was when I asked the question towards the end whether or not the IRS whistleblowers knew about the Form 1023, the form that Senator Grassley released the next day that showed that Joe Biden was accused of taking a bribe from Ukraine. And they said, no, they never saw it. They read about it in the paper. They read where Bill Barr said he turned it over to Weiss, and they couldn't understand why Weiss wouldn't have shared that with them, because Weiss knew that they were investigating suspicious money wires from Ukraine going into Biden family members' accounts, and yet he gets a credible FBI source allege that Joe Biden was part of a bribery scheme, and Weiss never shared that with the International Tax Crime Division of the IRS, who was leading at that time a 4-year long investigation. So they were very concerned about that. That's another example of Weiss participating in a cover up.
So after months of obfuscation, and the FBI was not willing to turn this over for the longest time, first they said no, then you got a heavily redacted version of the 1023 form. Ironically, in one interview, you told me you had it the whole time, but you wanted the FBI to hand it over to you and confirm it. And then, of course, then they took everybody into a skiff. They certainly didn't want it released publicly, and Senator Grassley was the one that said, you know what, the public needs to see this. But this is, number one, it's a credible FBI informant. How do we know he's credible? Because the FBI, correct me if I'm wrong, didn't they pay this informant over the years hundreds of thousands of dollars? I doubt they would pay for information that was worth that much money if they didn't find the person trustworthy, right?
That's exactly right. Let me go further. They said that this FBI informant was one of their most trusted, most effective informants in the entire bureau, and that they had successfully used his testimony in previous cases.
Okay, so now he is meeting with the former head of Burisma. Now, Burisma, of course, we know Joe Biden brags on tape that he leveraged $1 billion taxpayer dollars to get the prosecutor fired. The prosecutor is investigating Burisma and Hunter. And lo and behold, within 6 hours, he's fired. Ukraine gets the loan guarantees, the $1 billion, and Hunter continues to get paid. Now, when we get into the depth of this 1023 form, we are learning a lot. And we're learning about how the big guy himself is implicated repeatedly in this, because what it's showing is that, you know, number one, the head of Burisma didn't want to pay $5 million to Biden 1 and Biden 2, but he said in this, he's directly quoted as saying to the FBI informant that, in fact, they did, and that they hired Hunter Biden to protect us through his dad from all kinds of problems. Don't worry, Hunter will take care of these issues, he tells the FBI's confidential human source, the Burisma CEO, saying. He goes on to say, you know, a lot of other damning things, you know, cost $5 million to pay one Biden, $5 million to pay another Biden. He stated he didn't want to pay the Bidens. He was pushed to pay the Bidens. Well, and then, of course, you can add to that the WhatsApp message. I'm sitting here with my father. Like, we'd like to understand why the commitment made had not been fulfilled. You know, and that whole threat and shakedown ends up with what? $5 million from an energy company in China sent within a week. Am I wrong on any of these facts?
No, you're 100% right, as usual, Sean.
You know, so what do we call that, Congressman? I mean, to me, these are severe bribery allegations. And that this is a Joe Biden problem more so than a Hunter Biden problem, because if Joe Biden was taking actions as vice president and he was getting paid money, backdoor payments of money, wouldn't that mean that he's compromised by these countries? I would say he'd be compromised.
Absolutely. And look what we're doing in Ukraine now. And I'm not, you know, criticizing the fact that I hope Ukraine beats Russia. But I don't want to give Ukraine a blank check, and that's what we're doing right now. That's beside the point. But the fact that here's a country that he's played an active role in getting rid of a prosecutor who was trying to prosecute his son's corrupt company, and then the FBI was sitting on evidence the whole time that claimed he got paid off by this corrupt company to fire the prosecutor who was trying to nail them for corruption. I mean, you can't make it up. And he bragged about it on TV. So we've got the tape where Joe Biden bragged about firing the prosecutor. So, you know, the most concerning thing to me about the form 1023 was the fact that what the oligarch said, investigators will take 10 years to uncover this because of how we disperse the money through various bank accounts. That is consistent with the pattern that we saw in Romania, where Joe Biden was wagging around a foreign aid check, and he left the country as vice president, and days later, his family started getting wires from Romanian foreign nationals into a shell company that was then laundered down to different family members, including the president's granddaughter, who was in college at the time.
And on Hunter's laptop, correct me if I'm wrong, doesn't he complain bitterly that half his income goes to Pops and he pays for Pops' home repairs? And then the comment about the big guy, and the big guy apparently was going to get his 10%, and Hunter would hold that money for the big guy. Have we been able to trace, you know, because it's interesting, the CEO of Burisma said $5 million to one Biden, $5 million to another Biden. Have we been able to trace, because they also said that it would take 10 years to discover how that money was paid. Have you gotten any closer to finding out how that money was transferred or if it was transferred?
Yeah, we've got some more bank statements in that show some more wires. And remember, the 1023 alleges there were, you know, lots of different bank accounts that they transferred money through. So we've got different wires that we don't know why the Biden family got the money. And that's some of the questions we want to ask the people that we're bringing in. Obviously, Devin Archer's coming in hopefully in a week. And he was on the board of Burisma with Hunter Biden. So he has a lot of knowledge. And hopefully he'll be like the judge today and the IRS whistleblowers and the FBI whistleblowers and do the right thing and tell the truth.
Is that going to be televised, that hearing, or is it going to be just...
It's like a deposition, only it's a transcribed interview, which is like a deposition to where we'll get an hour. When I say we, the Republicans on the committee, on the oversight committee, will get to ask questions for an hour, and then the Democrats will get asked questions for an hour, and I think we go one more round, so each side gets 2 hours.
Will that transcript be released?
Yeah, as quick as I can get it released, I'll release it. I mean, I've been as transparent as anyone.
No, you have been. I mean, in fairness to you, I'll be honest. Last question, exit question. Do you believe at the end of the day that Joe Biden as vice president took specific actions for the financial benefit of himself and his family?
Yes.
Will that be proven beyond any doubt?
That's the objective. I mean, the money.
You think you're close, though, don't you?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. The money just didn't come down like manna from heaven, Sean. There's a purpose for why a family would receive $25 million that was funneled through different shell companies. So, you had to have a lot of agreement with the person. How did the person know it wasn't a scam or something? How did the person know, the foreign national, know that the money would actually end up in the Biden family eventually? So, you know, there's a lot of communications that went on. This is a very organized crime.
Wow.
And I think the judge gave validity to that today because the judge looked at this like, look, there's a lot of crimes that's been committed by this family.
Unbelievable. Anyway, we do appreciate your time and your hard work, and you're always generous with this program and our TV show. Congressman James Comer, keep up the good work. We are getting to the bottom of it. You have been, you know, doggedly pursuing the truth here, and we appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, do you believe in our framers, our founders' vision for America, that our republic will only survive if we are an educated, informed people that know our rights and our duties? Well, since 1844, Hillsdale College, they have sought to educate all that wish to learn about these timeless principles of self-government. You know, you hear from the brilliant minds, Molly Hemingway, Chris Rufo, Dr. Larry Arn, Hillsdale College president, and it's read by Hillsdale students. Anyway, right now, get Imprimis, listen to it, get the printed version. You can subscribe today. Go to SeanForHillsdale.com. That's SeanFor. Hillsdale.com today.
Now, you know, a company is looking out for you when they actually upgrade your service and then don't charge you for it. This is great news for new and current Pure Talk customers. Pure Talk just added data to every single plan, and they're now including mobile hotspot with every plan and no price increase at all whatsoever. Now, if you've not made the switch yet to Pure Talk, now is the time. For $20 a month, you're going to get unlimited talk, unlimited text, and 50% more 5G data and mobile hotspot, and it's only $20 a month. Now, this is why I love Pure Talk. They use the same cell towers. They use the same exact 5G network as the big carriers, and the average family saves close to $1,000 a year from this veteran-owned company with a customer service team that will make your switch fast, simple, and easy. Just dial #250. Say the keyword save now. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. #250, keyword save now from Pure Talk, and you won't regret it.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's HealthLock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider.